This is VOA News via remote. As violence between Israel and Hamas militants in Palestine entered its second week, the Israeli military said it killed a senior Palestinian militant commander. The killing of Hussam Abu Harbid, Islamic Jihad's armed commander for North Gaza, was likely to draw a fierce response from the militant group that is fighting alongside Hamas. The Israeli military said in a statement that Harbid had been behind several anti-tank missile terror attacks against Israeli civilians. Gaza health officials put the Palestinian death toll since the hostilities flared last week at 201, including 58 children. The AP reports 10 people have been killed in Israel, including two children. The Associated Press is calling for an independent probe into an Israeli airstrike that blew up a Gaza City building housing AP reporters and other journalists. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Israeli military claims the building housed a Hamas intelligence office. AP executive editor Sally Busby says the agency had no indication of that. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. has asked for Israeli justification.
I've not seen any information provided.
But Blinken noted he will not discuss specific intelligence. Israel says it's putting together evidence. Reporters Without Borders is asking the International Criminal Court to investigate the bombing as a possible war crime. Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers convened emergency weekend meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the region. Pressure is also increasing from U.S. lawmakers seeking a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News. India reported a further decline in new coronavirus cases on Monday, but daily deaths remained above 4,000. An expert said the data was unreliable due to a lack of testing in rural areas where the virus is spreading fast. For months now, nowhere in the world has been hit harder than India by the pandemic. A new strain of the virus fueled a surge in infections that has risen to more than 400,000 daily. That pipeline hit by a cyber attack may be up and running again, but you might still be searching for gas at some stations in the U.S.'s southeast. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Colonial Pipeline said Saturday it had resumed normal operations, delivering millions of gallons per hour. But drivers are still taking to social media to complain about empty pumps, and Gas Buddy, which tracks shortages, has loads of outages reported by motorists in numerous states. Colonial was crippled by a ransomware attack earlier this month. Sources told the Associated Press the company paid DarkSide nearly $5 million in cryptocurrency. The pipeline handles about 45% of gas consumed on the East Coast. I'm Julie Walker.
Spain is sending a plane to Nepal to pick up and bring home some 40 Spanish mountaineers, aid workers, and others who have been affected by the travel bans imposed amid high coronavirus infection rates there. Foreign Minister Arancha González-Lea said Monday that the plane will also take ventilators and other medical supplies to Nepal to treat patients with COVID-19. The mountaineers had called on authorities to repatriate them, a move met with criticism from those who said a pandemic is not a time to travel abroad to climb Mount Everest or other major peaks in the Himalayas. Nepal is experiencing a coronavirus surge with record numbers of new infections and deaths. Doubts are mounting about the efficacy of Russia's Sputnik vaccine. Drug regulators in the Czech Republic and Brazil have withheld approval, and counterparts in Slovakia have also expressed doubts. European Union regulators are still assessing Sputnik for its effectiveness and safety. A former executive director of the European Medicines Agency told the Politico.eu news site that objections raised about Sputnik by Brazil's regulatory authority would likely be taken seriously by their counterparts in Brussels. Anvisa announced on April 28th that it was withholding approval because of flaws in product development. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.